This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher around than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Of course, I am Rocky. Join me today on today's show. Of course, as always, is my buddy, is BBB.
What's going on? What's up, man? Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. If you want to be, I was waiting for your plug.
Oh, you want me a plug? I thought you were waiting for your plug. Where your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, GoCSB.com. Sign up, take the tour. Come check us out. Come do this with us.
Absolutely. You can look at these beautiful faces every day if you come. You know, I look better than some. Just saying. No. And also, we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company, the only ABC that matters around here. Around here. Can we say around here?
Yeah, we can say it. We're in the South, man. We can say it. It's okay. And joining us again, of course, for this segment, we'll get into the NCAA tournament with him, is Greensboro Swarm announcer Brock Bowling. Thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So he's BBB and I'm just BB.
Yeah.
Okay. Just BB. All right, that's good.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Well, I mean, we can put B on the beginning. I mean, we can do beautiful Brock Bowling.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if that's what you want to go with.
Nah, BB's good.
BB.
Just B squared. BB. B double.
B squared.
B squared. B cubed.
B cubed.
B cubed.
B squared and B cubed.
There we go.
There you go. B cubed.
I like and Rocky.
That's right. And Rocky. But first, we're going into the NCAA tournament. But first, let's get into our jams of the week. I know, like I said before, I teased one for the Hornets.
Oh, good. A little sloppy pass. Carter. It's. And the crowd responds to a spectacular dunk from Vince Carter.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down.
Welcome. Shut up and jam. Do you want me to shoot it? No! Slam! Slam!
BSS Carolina's Dunks of the Week.
There we go. You got any jams this week?
I'll start Monday night, Chicago. I'm going to post this on the website sometime today, so don't be mad at me. Jeremy Lamb gets the ball. He drives baseline. He cocks it back with one hand, two bulls around him. He throws it down, man. Jeremy Lamb, one of the most aggressive dunks I've seen from him since he's been in Charlotte.
I didn't realize he could dunk.
He's got the athletics.
No, I know
he's got the springs, man. It's just some games he's more in tune. And since he was starting Monday night, it seemed to pick up his energy. And ACC championship final, Duke, Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Shot goes up, comes off the rim. Jason Tatum out of nowhere catches it one hand, throws it down. I did share that on the Facebook page. Beautiful, beautiful putback. Jason Tatum, Duke University. Let's go, baby.
No, let's that go. Was a great jam. I remember that one against Notre Dame, right?
Yes, sir.
And then I have a couple. Marvin Williams, in case you didn't see, over Bismack. Oh, my gosh.
And that's up on the page, too. We had to share that a few times. My goodness.
That may be the dunk of the year.
And the best part was the look on MJ's face when Marvin comes walking over. He's looking at Bismack like, whoo, my goodness, you just got destroyed. What is wrong with you?
Over Bismack, priceless. Of all people. Priceless. I was hoping there would be. And then Kawhi Leonard had two dunks on the Blazers last night, back-to-back plays.
I put it on the, our all these are on Facebook page. You can check them out. And then I had Cody Zeller dunk on Pelicans' Drew Holiday.
Did he dunk on Drew Holiday? I missed that one.
Yeah, that he was a monster dunk.
Cody Zeller, man. When he plays, they are so much better. His plus-minus, I think, is his like plus 208 when he's on the court. The Hornets miss him a lot.
Absolutely. They have to have him playing. But let's get into the bracket. That's what we got the man here today to discuss the bracket a little bit with, even though he said that you – I'm talking about BB here.
Oh, talking about me?
I'm okay. Talking about B cubed.
B squared over
B cubed. No, I'm square. He's cubed.
Oh, okay. You're cubed, he's square. All right. We're all set then. Getting into the games, in case you didn't know, me and Big Shots will go through our little challenge. What are we doing this year, by the way? Are we doing an eating challenge?
Yeah, I'm going to make you eat something you're not going to
– disgusting?
Yes, absolutely. Like we're going to get some Spam, some Nutella.
And some Spam?
And a couple jalapeno peppers, and we're going to put it in between two
Can't
slices
just do
of
a
bread.
Hot wing challenge or something?
No. I don't want to make this easy. You can probably handle that. But
no,
Spam,
I'm
Nutella,
bad.
And
I can't eat
jalapenos
hot wings, man.
Between two slices of bread. You only have to eat half of it.
Spam and Nutella. All right.
Oh, my gosh. And jalapeno. Oh,
that's gross. All right. May have to take me to the doctor that day. We'll see. All right.
No, I thought we were doing the 12 cold donuts
12
in
cold
10
donuts?
Minutes.
I can eat 12 cold donuts.
In 10 minutes?
Yeah, in 10 minutes. That's
the
a piece of cake.
Krispy Kreme? We'll see.
I said DD, but all right. If you want Krispy Kreme, fine.
I can get you Dunkin' Donuts when you lose.
I can do 10. I can do 12 donuts in 10 minutes. Yeah. Piece of cake, man.
I'm going to have to get a pool.
Mike Golick can eat 30 in like a
Mike
minute.
Mike Golick was a professional athlete who used to
I'm
have to
I'm a professional
eat.
Eater.
Okay.
I eat all the time, man. I can deal that. I can deal with that. I've been working out, been expanding my stomach. I'm good. I can do it. But with, you know, the loser of the bracket, that means Mr. 315. That means too legit. If any of these guys lose, they have to do the challenge.
All right. So if y'all out there listening.
By the way, I've never lost one of these challenges, and I'm not losing this year. Let's go through the bracket. We got Villanova as the one seed in the East, taking on is that Missouri State? No, Mount St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. That is the Mount. Mm-hmm. That's right, I forgot. They're playing the East game. I don't think anybody's got Mount St. Mary's beating them in this game, do they?
The defending national champion, though.
Yeah. Wisconsin Virginia Tech is the 8-9 seed game. I have Virginia Tech beating Wisconsin.
Me too.
I just like Buzz Williams as coach. I think it's a different Virginia Tech team than usual. Then we got Virginia, the 5 seed, against the number 12 seed, UNCW. Right now it's at halftime. Virginia's up by 130-29. I've got UNCW winning.
I took the Cavaliers.
Took Cavaliers.
Like I said, I went pretty much chalk.
All right, I went with UNCW. I don't trust Virginia. They can't score enough. I don't think, but we'll see. Florida, East Tennessee State. I actually have East Tennessee State winning over Florida.
I took the Gators.
You took the Gators? All right, you did stay chalk this year. Of course, usually sometimes I don't go chalk. Last year I went to go Wofford.
You went Wofford.
I went – oh, actually, the one that was really bad – Wofford wasn't that bad because they almost won. It was the Idaho game. No, Wyoming with Larry Nance Jr.
Took a flyer on Larry Nance Jr.
They almost won. Hey, guess who still won the bracket?
That's all right. My team won the chip that year.
Then we had SMU against USC. It's a 6-11 game. USC came back from a big deficit last night to beat Providence.
I took SMU. The Mustangs.
I got SMU winning that game. Baylor, New Mexico State. I took Baylor. I tried to change it this last minute today, and I couldn't. So I got Baylor over New Mexico State.
I took Baylor as well.
Then the 7-10 matchup is South Carolina Marquette. I've got South Carolina beating Marquette.
Chalk.
I went Golden Eagles.
Did you?
Yeah. South Carolina hasn't been playing really well down the stretch.
All right. I just think they're a better team this year than years past, so I went with Carolina there. Then we got Duke over Troy, the 15-2. Any chance your team loses?
They better not.
Two of 15.
There's always a chance. A couple players sprain some ankles, but they better not lose. Don't lose to Troy. Come on.
Don't lose to Troy. So that's on
2012. Duke, a 2 seed, lost to Lehigh.
Lehigh. Yep.
That has C.J. McCollum. I don't see a C.J. McCollum out there for Troy. So.
All right. Never say never. Let's go through the rest of the East real fast, and then we'll go to the South or the Midwest. We'll talk about Kansas. Villanova. I got Villanova, Virginia Tech in the round of 32. Of course, you got the same, right? And then UNCW, East Tennessee State winner, would play Villanova. I have Villanova beating UNCW to reach the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, excuse me. And I got Duke reaching, beating SMU to have Duke and Villanova in the Elite Eight. Is that what you got?
I have Duke and Baylor playing 2-3, and I got Duke beating Villanova in that bracket to get to the Final Four.
All right. I have Duke as well. So we both got Duke coming out of the East. Mr. B Square, you got anything to add on that?
Yeah, I got Duke beating Nova in the Elite Eight, Duke going to the Final Four.
Well, so we all agree on that one. All right. Going to the Midwest, Kansas plays UC Davis. We talked about Kansas. It a little bit earlier.
No doubt.
Kansas should win this easily. Miami, Michigan State. I've got Miami actually winning.
Yeah, I took the Hurricanes. Michigan State is – they're so unpredictable, man.
Yeah, 19-14. I'm still – how did they get in the tournament 19-14?
It's Izzo, and they got a lot of young talent. I mean, next 3 years, they're going to
be
pretty
good. Miles Bridges is one of the best players, but 19-14 – and then I got Iowa State and Nevada. I've actually got Nevada beating Iowa State. I just every year, man, Iowa State.
I was tempted to take Nevada until I was watching Iowa State play in the Big 12 tournament last weekend. They got some athletes on that team, man. Don't sleep on Iowa State. So I took the Cyclones.
Took Cyclones. Mr. Big 12, do you think that Nevada can beat Iowa State?
Yeah, this is a tough one for me, too. I think they can, but I think Iowa State will win this one. They just shoot the three ball so well, and they're playing really well right now, and they're just too tough to beat. So
they are tough. This isn't the Iowa State team of a few years ago that was, you know, juniors and seniors, but they have athleticism or all the shooting. This team is a lot different.
Every year I pick Iowa State. This is one of the teams I hate picking against or for is Iowa State, because every time I have them going far, they lose first round. Every time I pick them to lose first, they win, they lose. And it's one or the other. So I went with Nevada. Purdue and Vermont is the 4-13 seed.
A lot of people like this as an upset. I took the Boilermakers.
I like Swearinger. He's really good, you know, power forward down low. I've got Purdue and Nevada playing in the next round, Kansas and Miami. I've got Kansas to beat Miami to face Purdue. I got Kansas to beat Purdue in the Sweet 16.
I got Kansas and Iowa State playing. I got Kansas moving on to the Elite Eight. I got Kansas in the Final Four, man.
I do have
good
that
man.
As well.
Good man.
I think we both have that. Looking at the other half of the Midwest, Creighton plays Rhode Island. I actually have Rhode Island.
I took the Rams
Creighton.
As well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got Oregon beating Iona, the 3-14 seed.
I took
this
Oregon.
Is another watch game because Oregon lost their center Boucher.
I saw that.
And I think that's gonna be huge, but I think
Dylan Brooks can get them by tomorrow. Today, do they play today or tomorrow?
They play tomorrow.
I think they can get them by tomorrow's game. I just worry about following games after that.
I've got Oregon beating Iona, setting up Oregon, Rhode Island. And I have Michigan beating Oklahoma State.
I got that as well.
And I've got Louisville beating Jacksonville State. I don't see Jacksonville State winning.
Jacksonville State played pretty good in the tournament last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
But I just, come on, Patino.
Be very surprised if they did they lose that one. Louisville, Michigan in the next round. I've got Louisville beating Michigan, moving on to face Oregon.
Same.
And then I've got Oregon beating Louisville to face Kansas in the regional final. And I've got Kansas going.
Yeah, I got Kansas beating Louisville in the regional final.
So, Mr. B cube square.
Yeah, I got Kansas winning tomorrow night. Sunday, Miami, Michigan State. I think they'll – something tells me they'll play Miami. And I got Kansas going to the Sweet 16 against Purdue. Beating Purdue in the Sweet 16 all the way to the Elite Eight, playing Louisville and beating Louisville to go to the Final Four. But this is one of those typical Bill Self teams that could be consistent all year, win the Big 12, number one seed, and then they could either, you know, go all the way or lose in the second round or lose in the Elite Eight like Bill Self likes to do a lot. So
I think this team is a different team than years past. I just think they're Mason makes them so much better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so tough. And they play their seven. Like you said, those guards play 35 plus minutes. They don't take any plays off. You know, they can get wore down, but
I mean, it's only two games a week. Just win those two games.
Where are they playing the Midwest at?
Kansas City.
Is it Kansas City? I love it, man. Another home game.
Yeah.
Looking out west, Gonzaga's the one seed facing South Dakota State. I've got Gonzaga winning that game. They play today at 2 o'clock, so they're getting ready to get started. Northwestern, the first tournament ever, in the first ever NCAA tournament against Vanderbilt.
That's amazing to me.
The
first time ever.
One of five teams, the first time ever.
And they've been in
almost
existence.
Almost 80 years of the tournament. Wow. This is the first time they've been in. That's crazy.
Crazy. I pick Northwestern. I believe in Chris Collins. I like what he's doing there.
I do. I like Bryce Drew at Vanderbilt as well. I mean, he's there at Vanderbilt. But Chris Collins, and I think Northwestern is going to beat Vanderbilt. I think they're a better team. Notre Dame against Princeton. I've got Notre Dame to beat Princeton.
Right now, 52-49, 5 minutes left in the second half. Notre Dame is leading.
But it's close. That's the thing that scares me.
Princeton, they're a good team. They don't turn it over much. They believe in their ball movement and their band movement. So you're not going to run away from Princeton. Their style doesn't negate that.
Then we got West Virginia against Bucknell. I actually have Bucknell beating West Virginia. I do not trust Bob Huggins.
I know people kill Huggins, but West Virginia's been pretty good, man.
They may have run last year.
I think they at least beat Bucknell. They'll beat Bucknell. I got West Virginia beating Bucknell.
All right. I've got Bucknell, Notre Dame, Northwestern, Gonzaga. I've got Gonzaga to beat Northwestern and to face Notre Dame, where I've got Notre Dame beating Gonzaga.
Ooh.
To come out of that
side. I got Gonzaga and West Virginia playing. I got the Zags going to the Final Four.
You got Zags going to the Final Four. All right.
I think that all the chatter and the disrespect, oh, they're a weak number one seed, yada, yada, yada. They're going to use that as bulletin board material, and they're going to play up to their potential.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of last year of Villanova, kind of. I mean, because Villanova's had the same rep.
The team that everybody was, though, this is the first number one seed team that's going to go out. Villanova, put your bank on it. Put your house on it.
But I'm not going with Gonzaga because they play in the weak Coast Conference. So I can't go with them. Villanova, I can respect.
Their draw is favorable, really favorable for them. And they got a good team, man.
I think Notre Dame is really good. Colson is really good.
He's
I think he
6'4",
can lead
them though. Yeah. The Zags got some size. They got a lot of size.
But I think Notre Dame's got some real good shooters. Then we got Maryland and Xavier. I got Xavier beating Maryland. Florida State, Florida Gulf Coast. You know, that's a big upset game everybody's talking about. But I got Florida State beating Florida Gulf Coast.
I do too.
I've got St. Mary's beating VCU.
It's the same.
And Arizona beating North Dakota, Arizona beating St. Mary's,
yep.
Arizona beating Florida State, and yep. Arizona and Notre Dame in my side of the bracket, and I've got Arizona going to the Final Four.
Yeah, I had Gonzaga beating Arizona.
I have Zona beating Gonzaga in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four. So I got Arizona playing Duke in the Final Four.
I've got Arizona and Duke as well on that side of the bracket. Looking at the South, UNC and Texas Southern, I've got UNC to win this game. Arkansas, Seton Hall, I've got Seton Hall to lose to Arkansas.
Yeah, I got Arkansas.
To set up Arkansas-UNC, and I've got UNC to win that game.
Yeah.
Middle Tennessee and Minnesota, that's another 12-5 matchup. I've got Middle Tennessee beating Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust Minnesota at
Middle Tennessee is a good team, man. Yeah. They had a good run last year.
And then Butler against Winthrop, the 4 seed of 13, is 26-18 in the first half right now. And I've got Butler winning this game to face Middle Tennessee, and I've got Butler to beat Middle Tennessee. Then Cincinnati, Kansas State. I actually have Kansas State
to beat Cincinnati. I have the Wildcats as well.
And I have UCLA to beat Kent State and UCLA to beat Kansas State. And then I've got Wichita State to beat Dayton, Kentucky to beat
North Kentucky.
What you got there, Big Shot?
Everything you said that's what I have.
And now I've got Wichita State actually beating Kentucky.
I don't have that, though.
I didn't think you did. So that was set up Wichita State, UCLA. I actually have UCLA beating Wichita State to face UNC.
I have the Bruins beating the Wildcats like they did earlier this season behind Lonzo Ball in that backcourt.
What do you think, Mr. B?
I got North Carolina going all the way to the Elite Eight against Kentucky in the Elite Eight, and I have Kentucky beating Carolina. They beat them once this year. They're going to do it again. So I have my Final Four, Duke versus Arizona, Kansas versus Kentucky.
Wow, that would be
so crazy. Duke, Arizona, KU, and UK.
I got UNC versus Kansas one side of the bracket, and I got Duke and Gonzaga on the other side of the bracket.
I've got Duke, Arizona, Kansas, UCLA, because I don't trust Carolina against any really good elite program.
I don't think Carolina's that great. Just don't. They got some bigs, but they're average, and their guards are okay. I was a little surprised they got a 1 seed. I thought maybe they might slip to a 2, but I don't know. Call me wrong, but call me crazy. I just don't think Carolina's that great of a team.
And they don't play that great on the road. So if they get – and where's the Final Four this year? Arizona is in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I have Arizona winning the whole thing. I've got Arizona beating Kansas in the championship game. I can see it going either way. But I don't know what is the Conference of Champions, as Mr. Bill Walton says. Oh, I'm so sick of hearing him call big. I just want to watch the game. I don't want to hear you talk about conference of champions. So who wins the whole thing? Who you got in the title game first?
Duke and Kansas, and I picked Duke.
Oh, so you ain't got Carolina?
I got Carolina losing to Kansas in the Final Four. I think, Bill Self always seems to beat Roy Williams, from what I've seen.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I think Arizona, Kansas could win it, but man.
And don't get me wrong, Arizona could go all the way. I haven't seen much of Arizona. I don't watch Pac-12 basketball because my team doesn't play in that conference. And if they were so great, how come number 3 ranked UCLA in the AP poll at the end of the season isn't a number 1 seed in the NCAA tournament?
Why isn't UCLA a number 1 seed?
Or Oregon or Arizona. All three of those teams were in the top 10.
Gonzaga beat Arizona when they were missing 3 of their starters. That's the reason Gonzaga is a 1 seed. But Arizona's a close – Arizona should be a 1 seed. How Gonzaga is a 1 seed over Arizona?
Carolina lost 9 games. 8, 9 games, didn't they?
7.
But, no. Nah. It should be a great tournament, though. So, you see, Mr. BQ, who did you have?
In the final?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Arizona, Kansas, and, I got to go with Kansas. So.
You got Kansas?
Yeah.
I think no matter what you don't see, I think there's 6 teams that could really win the whole thing this year. UCLA.
Oh, at least.
Oregon, I think, has a good shot. Gonzaga, I could see when it – Kansas can – Kentucky, I could outside shot. Monk and them would really have to have
a Monk
great
and
tournament.
Fox would have to be outstanding the entire tournament. And there have been backcourts that have done that. Connecticut, Khalid Al-Amin and Rip Hamilton for Connecticut. Outstanding run through the tournament. And they won a national championship. Mike Bibby and Miles Simon in Arizona a few years back from a four seed. So if your backcourt gets hot, who knows?
And if you've not seen Arizona play, watch Lauri Markkanen. The kid is a – he's 7 foot guy that's a freshman that can shoot.
His dad played for Roy Williams at Kansas.
Did he really?
For 1 year, yeah.
I did not realize that.
1989-90. Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. There's our picks for the NCAA tournament. Anything else anybody wants to add for the NCAA tournament?
I'm good. Have fun with the madness.
Right.
It's going to be fun.
Don't expect to have a perfect bracket.
I know ESPN is doing $25,000 and the Hawaii giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen what Yahoo's doing. I know they're doing something as well. But good luck on your brackets. If you pick all of them right, you know, win the lottery next.
If you get a perfect bracket, can you send me some lottery numbers?
That's what I'm saying. All right. Well, that was it for this segment of BSS Carolinas. Thank you, Mr. Brock Bowling, for stepping
appreciate
in
today and
being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. Make sure to check him out next season doing more Swarm games.
Absolutely. Check him out with ESPN doing different games.
And college basketball as well.
Yep.
I know this year he called the Rhode Island game, so that was a very interesting game to watch.
They're good. They're good.
This man is very talented at his job. Make sure you check him out when he's on.
Absolutely. And come back to the next segment of the show. We'll do Dummies of the Week, two words for you, and Bon Voyage. You're listening to BSS Carolina.
Sports Carolinas. Life, baby.